Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Over the last few years for you early birds, we've given you a chance to win mugs and fragrances and stickers for your luggage and sauces and wraps to go around your bin. But this spring summer, it's all about a temporary tattoo of the show logo. You get a strip of three, so you can go a little bit OTT, or you can share them out amongst your friends and family. Now, to win one, you need to enter the ink tank. So I've got a clip from yesterday's show when we was asking the question, Guff. Knees up, Mother Brown.
His heritage sometimes sneaks through.
But yeah, it does, doesn't it? It slips.
It's nice. I like it.
I like it too. Yeah. It's friendly.
I don't like it.
No, thanks, Glenn.
It's trustworthy.
I've spent 20 years trying to put it in its corner.
You went to finishing school.
You won't go away, Gav, will it?
All that money you spent on Swiss finishing school.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I was just walking down the street one day and these two elderly gentlemen who were very wealthy had a wager on me. Now I am the broadcaster that you see before you today. So as I was saying, we have a clip from yesterday's show. I was asking the question, is it weird that I... And we received a rather disturbing confession from Luke in Liverpool. Listen carefully to this. Dave, is it weird that I love sniffing my... after a game of football?
Yes. You sweaty...
I probably sniff Jude Bellingham...
We all would.
Too much? Okay. I instantly regretted saying that, and I don't like it now I've heard it back some 24 hours later. But what item of Jude Bellingham's clothing did I say I'd love to sniff? Was it A, his shin pads, or B, his jock strap? So is it A, his shin pads, or B, his jock strap? We did not make him like this! What have you done?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We are currently in the ink tank and joining us is Simon. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Simon, welcome to the show. Simon likes a bit of 80s. He's in Milton Keynes. He's about to board the train. So, Simon, we'll keep it brief. Just tell me, to win a set of three temporary tattoos, which item of England international Jude Bellingham's clothing would I like to sniff? As I confessed to yesterday on the show, backed fully, may I add, by Matt Dyson.
Yes, I'm happy to sniff as well.
Is it his, is it his shin pads or his jock strap?
I'm going to go for his shin pad, Dave.
Let's see if you are right, Si. Dave, is it weird that I love sniffing my shin pads after a game of football?
Yes. You sweaty shin...
I'd probably sniff Jude Bellingham's shin pads after he's had a game of football.
We all would.
Too much? Okay. What was lovely about that is obviously I can only hear half the conversation that the Hypebeast Womble's having with listener Simon. And the Hypebeast Womble went, would you sniff Jude Bellingham's shin pad? and then I just heard a silence. So Mark went, no, okay, fine. Yeah, no, okay. So congratulations, Simon. You have won yourself the three temporary tattoos. The only remaining question is, where are you going to put me on your body?
I'm probably going to put them on my shin pads because they smell as well.
Logo on Simon's shin pads. Simon, thanks for tuning in on 80s. We'll speak to you real soon. Have a great day ahead.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Well done, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, it's the comings, it's the goings across social media. What's going on?
Of course it is. We start with Jake Lambert, the comedian who brought us the different ways people announce they're leaving last week when they stand up and tap their thighs. This one's been sent to me by quite a few people, including our very own Hypebeast Womble. It's people who get up early in the morning and don't stop banging on about it, basically. Smug early risers. Here he is. In action.
Oh, good afternoon. Now it's 8:30, so you're just having a lazy one today. Breakfast? No, thanks. I mean, it's basically lunchtime for me, so I keep thinking it should be getting dark by now, but then I realise it's only 10 o'clock in the morning. Coffee? No. No caffeine after 7 a.m. That's my rule, my new rule that I just started today. I did make you a coffee, but then again, that was about 6 o'clock this morning, so by the time you got up, it was basically iced coffee. I didn't wake you up with a hoovering, did I? I realised I was doing it. I looked down, it was 7 o'clock, and I'm like, oh my God, I just forget there's people like you wasting their life away. I just didn't even think.
Unbelievable.
You have to combat that early on when you do what we do for a living, and all of you listening to us right now.
The smugness.
You just can't be that that person. You know, it's just best to let it go for everyone around you.
There are so many out there, though, aren't there? Someone who's not wasting his life is Andy Milne. Oh. Does that name sound familiar to you? Andy Milne. He is the...
Yeah, right, Winnie the Pooh, didn't he?
No. Just one A in this guy's name, as far as I know. He is the smiling 80s throwback Steve McLaren lookalike who's at every England game, sat on the front row with his lovely face.
So what the Universal cameras do is they objectify a female Slovakian fan and they go, Andy Milne!
That's what they do. That's pretty much Euros for you. He's always on the front row. I don't know why he always gets a ticket on the front row. He's amazing. He's been like saluting the camera in his latest viral moment. He'll be at the Denmark game again. You'll spot him. Everyone will spot
him
with his arms in the air and his creased up face. But apparently, a lot of people are saying he used to be.
Let's celebrate.
I'm saying he's a lovely face. I love his face. But
lovely creased up face.
Turns out he used to be a science teacher. This has all come to light over recently. He used to teach GCSE biology to quite a lot of people, including the economics editor at the BBC, Faisal Islam.
Which is amazing. No one saw that coming.
Also, people are sharing pictures of him in his downtime. So when he's not being a mascot on the sidelines and like he's not smiling, he's just going about his normal life.
Sad, crinkly
face.
Still holding a World Cup trophy in his hand.
But
limp by side, dragging it along the floor.
When you see him looking normal, it's a bit weird because like Bearded Genius was saying, it's unnerving to not see him smile like Robin Williams playing a psychopath in a film. So it's very sad to see him off camera. But when he's on, he always performs.
He'll be on Thursday.
He will be there for the Denmark game, England's new mascot. I'll share the details about him with you.
Just the first line of address.
His mother's maiden name, that sort of thing. And we'll talk about him later when I save you data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets now reaches week 8 and your opportunity to see Kasabian at their hometown gig in Leicester. For your chance to win, we are playing Rewired. Matt, remind everybody what we've been doing in this time slot every weekday morning.
Yes, the Buzz game, the Buzz the Wire game is back. We have two callers come on the show, each backing a different member of the Breakfast Show team. Whoever gets the furthest along the electric wire before it makes its noise... when you're being surged. They will win. It's as simple as that, Davey.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt. So if you would like to play Rewired, you need to call us right now. And the number is 0330-123-1215. Call us now. It's 0330-123-1215. Your T's and C's are online. We're going to be playing live on The Breakfast Show next.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Let's get down to business.
10 weeks of tickets.
Oh, yes, and this week, as part of 10 weeks of tickets, it's all about sending you to see Kasabian at their homecoming gig in Leicester as we play Rewired. Quite simply, which member of the team can make it the furthest along our Rewired Buzz the Wire game? And Anna is going to be playing on behalf of Dave this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Welcome along. Dave is a fan of the main station. Glenn, you're representing Sharon on line two. Hello there, Sharon.
Morning, Dave and team.
Hello. Sharon loves a bit of absolute 80s. Dave, this is Sharon. Sharon, this is Dave.
Morning, Sharon.
You could get your names across the top of a windscreen of a car.
Yes.
Dave and Shazza, here they come together. How lovely. And as a Dave, I'm allowed to say that. Okay, so just to let you know, there's a lot of things to kind of unpack before we begin. Firstly, Matt Dyson has decided to move into the truth of booth.
Yes, I'm in the booth of truth. Yeah, it's nice.
Where Anna and Glenn normally are.
Yeah.
Hello, old friend.
I feel like I'm in Stockley Park doing the VAR check. On the VAR, yeah.
So Matt's all the way
make
over
sure
there
everything's
now.
Above board.
Anna and Glenn are now next to me where Matt normally sits.
Yeah, we're using the mic as a duet.
Hi, guys. Yeah. So, Anna, you're going to be going first. Are you going to stay seated for this? Or are you going to stand? What's this?
I think I might stay seated just to keep me more relaxed.
Okay. So you've got to make your way from one end of the Buzz the Wire game to the other. Get as far as you can. You're representing Dave. I wish you the best of luck. It is time for you to get rewired.
Okay.
Steady hands, Geary is off. Using the two-handed technique once again.
Anna's Nan's battery man was the one who gave us the batteries for this as well.
He's so good, isn't he?
Ooh. Oh, it's
wow,
a good...
She's doing
it's
well,
a good Ian, showing. Smooth, it's a good smooth, showing from Geary. Oh, OK. No, it's good, Dave. Dave, Anna's done you proud, man. It's good.
That's good.
It's good. OK, let's... Reset.
Okay, that's
the
reset.
Are you sure, Sharon?
It is worth pointing out, Sharon, I am phenomenally bad at this. But here we go. All right, off we go. Off we go.
Ooh, he's going did that very fast. That's not messing about.
Oh, no. Hey, well done, Dave. You've done it.
Whoa.
Anna has won you the tickets to Kasabian live in Leicester as part of 10 weeks of tickets.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Sharon, lovely having you on the show. Thanks for tuning in on 80s. It is tough, but Anna did very well. So, Dave, enjoy the gig.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.
We'll speak to you real soon. Bravo, Anna Geary.
Thank you very much.
We're going to be playing Rewired again tomorrow morning here on The Breakfast Show around this time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Now, the reason I'm playing this incredible remix of the Golden Girls theme tune, the sitcom from the 1980s, is because we've been spending a portion of the show creating the next generation of Nana sayings. And we were doing that with your help because fighting your way out of a wet paper bag, being as daft as a brush and not being able to hit a barn door with a banjo, it's also old hat, isn't it? You know, we are the future of grandparents. So let's come up with our own sayings. 8-12-50 is the number. And the reason we're doing this is because not last Friday, the Friday before, as you know, we were live from a top secret location, Matt and I.
Yes.
The point was you had to come and find us to win some money. A lovely gentleman by the name of Steve did, because we were at the end of Brighton Pier. So we met Steve, he came in, we hugged, we kissed. He says, please stop kissing me, Dave. I said, sorry, Steve. We gave him his winnings, we found out about his family. It was a really lovely thing. And there was a real buzz about the place and all the people who worked on Brighton Pier and all of our friends who were promoting the movie Bad Boys. You know, it was great. And then the kind of show comes to an end as it does, and then Matt wandered off to do some geocaching.
Of course,
which genuinely happened. He said this just last week on the show.
Looking
really at one of those telescopes you look out to sea with.
But there was too many of them, so I gave up after 5 minutes.
He gave up on the geocaching because someone who worked on the pier said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So we kind of left just before they opened the pier, which is at just after 10 a.m. But even more embarrassing than Matt's geocaching story is what happened to me. It's taken me quite a while to kind of build up the courage to tell you. And this is why we're discussing the next generation of Nana sayings, because it's new levels of idiocy. But I couldn't find my way off Brighton Pier.
I know.
There was a point where I was stood there and I was having to calm myself and I was going literally, David, one way is the sea, the other way is the land.
Yeah, it's that simple.
It's a straight line. Yeah. How did you take a wrong turn on a straight line?
I don't know, but I was lost and I was quite scared.
It is massive, to be fair.
It's a wide pier, is what I'm going to say. But I thought it's the kind of thing that, like, my nan would have said. He's so daft he couldn't find his way off Brighton Pier. And this is why we're inventing the next generation of Nana sayings. But in the end, I stood there and two things. The first was it was embarrassing because I thought, what if all of our new friends, you know, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence from the Bad Boys movie, they're on the Brighton Pier maybe, they're looking at me and they're thinking, why is Dave not just like going through the exit, which is clearly towards the land? Why is he pretending that he's examining the rides? Which is what I was actually doing. Like I was looking into it for Evie.
Just looking at this ghost train.
Just doing a wrecking.
Ghost train looks a bit too spooky for my liking.
But then I bumped into this weirdo doing some geocaching. I thought it was time to get off the pier as quickly as I possibly could. But I actually genuinely, and bless this sweet angel who helped me. May you dream well tonight, my friend. He actually had to show me the way off the pier.
Yeah.
And he honestly did it. I went, I'm really sorry to trouble you. He was working on one of the rides. So I'm really sorry to trouble you. Could you tell me which is the quickest way of getting off the pier? I know. And he literally just went, that way.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the only way.
That way.
Away from the
but
water.
It wasn't like go to the end, then when you get to the bumper cars, do a left. Then if you turn a sharp right at the ghost train, then it's straight ahead for a little bit, then pass the fish and chip stall, then you're out. It was like that one.
Yeah. Just the one.
The most simple
line.
Instructions.
The worst thing is, and thank you for joining us on the Zoom today, is you've ended up back on the pier.
So anyway, he's so daft he couldn't find his way off Brighton Pier is what was running through my brain as I was walking along the promenade, and I thought we need to create a next generation Nana Sayings. So help us out. The number is 8 12 15, and there's more coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You've got a face only a Snapchat filter could love.
Very nice.
Paige in Scotland. Next generation of Nana Sayings there. Thanks, Paige. Morning, Dave and the gang. It's Darren, the taxi driver in Cumbria here. How about if brains were Wi-Fi, there wouldn't be a full connection?
Oh yeah.
Oh, nice.
I've never realised all Nana Sayings are insults. Insults.
Yeah,
are insults.
Yeah,
aren't
just
they?
Just
yeah.
having a go insults. At the younger generation.
Like, the old one, don't count your chickens, you idiot. Yeah.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team. How about he's tighter than a Peloton rider's lycra?
Oh, that's nice.
That's good from Bex in Southampton. And finally, this is coming from Simon in Swansea. This is excellent because I can see people, grandparents, I don't know, the year 2064, for example, yelling around houses up and down around the UK, I'm not made of Bitcoin!
I love it.
Very nice, Simon. Very nice indeed. Glenn, you got one for the pile?
Yeah, I do. And it's because me and my wife, Katie, have found that I am incapable of arriving on time to anything. Whether I like it or not, I can leave 6 hours, I can leave 5 minutes, I'll get somewhere at exactly the same time each time, which is 2 minutes late. I'm 2 minutes late for everything. And what we've realised is my life is a bit like I've gone back in time in a time travel movie, and you know that the past will try to conspire to stop the past from being changed, like in like Back to the Future, he finds it an absolute nightmare. So any time we're sort of trying to get a train or anything like that, and they go, oh, the tree's fallen in front of a track, we always just go, past doesn't want to be changed. And that's what we say. That's our phrase around the flat.
That's
there.
Nice.
Past doesn't want to be changed. Any time you're late, past doesn't want to be changed. That's what's happened.
Yeah, fine.
Thank you, everybody, for exchanging the next generation of Nana Sayings. We've written these down somewhere, and then we will see in the year 2064 if we're actually using them. But for now, in advance of my grandchildren, my yet-to-be-born grandchildren, remember, I'm not made of Bitcoin.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I have a question for you. What is your ultimate 80s summer song? What's the song which takes you back to the long, sunny days of the decade known as the 1980s? Now, obviously, we were kids.
Yeah.
Anna, Glenn and I were kids.
Sorry, guys.
So, but Matt, you might be able to help us because you.
The long,
think
hot
you
summers
were,
of the 80s.
You
yeah,
were working,
my,
weren't you?
Oh, no, I was still a young boy.
In my
prime. I was still in my prime, yeah. Long, hot summers. Mr. Freeze ice poles. Oh. Paddling pools.
Oh.
You know, the smell of freshly cut grass. That's still the same.
But you've listed a bunch of things that we still have paddling pools now.
But that's what it was all about. That's what the 80s was like. Yeah. So it's pretty similar to
nice.
Now.
When everyone was made of Bitcoin. They could afford these things.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
They could afford these things willy-nilly.
A lot of disposable income back then.
So I'm asking you to tell us the song that does take you back to the 1980s, those long summer days, by telling us you could win a Roberts Digital Radio. Vote now and we'll compile the biggest chart of the summer. And if you like a bit of 80s in your life, well, we have a station for that. It's called Absolute 80s. It's available on your digital radio, in the free app, or on your smart speaker. And whilst you vote for your ultimate 80s summer song, I wanted to whet the appetite a little bit with a very special game of Beat the Intro. It is the ultimate 80s summer song special. So I have got, for round one, four songs, all from the 80s, all give you that kind of summer vibe.
Right.
You get a point for the name of the band or artist.
I still know these, even though he wasn't around.
That is a scary thing. You get a point for the name of the song. Your names are your buzzers. And we start with this.
Ooh.
A Glenn.
Glenn.
Jump.
Yes.
By, oh, God. Matt, oh, I don't
I'm
know
ready to steal.
I'm going to steal.
I'm ready to steal.
Go on, steal.
The Pointer Sisters.
Pointer Sisters.
I believe, yes.
Yeah, you were thinking Girls Aloud,
I was thinking
you?
Girls Aloud. Yeah. Yes,
that's it.
Jump, open brackets, For My Love, close brackets, Pointer Sisters.
Oh, what a summer banger.
Is this in Bridget Jones?
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Get your facts.
Sorry. Sorry. Oh, no, what have I done? He'll never forgive me now. Okay, so we have a point of peace between Matt and Glenn as we move into our ultimate 80s summer song two.
Matt.
Matt Dyson.
La Bamba by Los Lobos, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You were getting ready for school listening to this,
yeah,
weren't you?
In the paddling pool and dancing away.
The imagery is beyond cute.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze in one hand.
Love it. What a tune.
I'll stop there.
Yes.
Oh, well done, Matt Dyson. You've taken a lead with 3 points at this stage. Next up. About to make love.
It feels quite Daft Punk-y, doesn't it? But it's definitely not. What the hell was that? Okay. We're going to have to hear it again.
Tread carefully.
We're going to have to hear that again.
Ultimate 80s summer songs. It's the Style Council, Long Hot Summer.
Quite an obscure.
He's just
Style
always
Council one that is.
Well, maybe. Yeah, but he's just always been good, hasn't he, Paul Weller?
Yeah, this
he's just
was
he's just always good.
This is great. I want to go away and listen to this. Yeah.
Okay. We move on to more familiar territory, I think.
Yeah.
Your names, your buzzers. Yeah. Go.
Oh, Glenn.
Glenn!
That is Rio Duran Duran. Oh.
Is incorrect.
Matt
Dyson.
It's so. I'm trying to get through.
Are you in the paddling pool again? Oh, you missed the freeze.
Sorry, can we hear it again?
Yes,
while
you
Glenn
can.
Throws that, because I just want
to. Oh, no!
Yeah, I know, Glenn, I know.
I can't watch you sing along to that. Come on. Okay.
It's not Duran Duran.
It is Duran Duran.
Right, okay.
But no one's getting a point for that
but it's
anymore.
It's not Rio.
You just need to name the song now for a point.
Can I come back in?
Wait. I do know this. It's.
I'm not waiting anymore. Anna, would you like an opportunity to steal?
I have absolutely
one
no
of their big
clue,
yacht rock
so no.
hits.
Go ahead.
Is it Hungry Like the Wolf?
Hungry. That's what I was going to say.
He's got it.
But it just doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't. It sounds like Rio.
It doesn't sound like Hungry Like the Wolf at the start at all.
So, at the end of round one. The scores are Anna 0, Glenn 2, Matt Dyson is in the lead on this 80s summer special with 3 points.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Coming up this hour on The Breakfast Show, another round of five players, $5,000. Match five professional footballers' names with a member of the team. Win yourself £5,000. But in the meantime, well, it's the social ammunition.
Extra.
And the big question is, Matt, what's going on out there?
I have heavy metal Shaggy for you this morning. It's Steve Waterman.
Late contender for the Abraham podcast there. Well done,
Steve
sir.
Steve Waterman shared this with me on Twitter, one of our dear listeners, describing it as another social ammo banger. And I have to agree. It's a young lad called Mac Glocky on TikTok who does a very good impersonation of the band Disturbed. And if you're familiar with their work,
well, of course.
This is their take on It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Here it is. It's amazing. Very accurate. Very accurate impression. How could I
have forgotten? Yeah, that's nailed completely.
All this time she was standing there. She never took her eyes off me. That's a very different tone to the original. You better watch your back before she turns into a killer.
you the situation that you caught up in.
Oh, yes.
Amazing. And it's helped me find out what a lot of the lyrics actually are.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them are inappropriate, to be honest. So, we've had to do an edit on that.
Okay.
But I'll share the full thing, the full adult version for you. You can talk about it later while I save your dates.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, which throughout the Euros, or of course until it's won, is going to be the home of this.
Five players. £5,000 with Wix.
Yes, five players, £5,000 with Wix. Get your garden ready for summer with Wix. Find all the inspiration and advice you need for your next garden project at wix.co.uk, by the way. Now, if you can match just five footballers' names with a member of the Breakfast Show team, you can have £5,000. I'm looking for five professional footballers from any league or tournament in the world, from any period in history. They just have to match up. And playing this morning on line one is Kieran. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Kieran, hello. Welcome along to the show. Kieran loves a little bit of Absolute Radio country. And you're involved in the game of rugby as a profession. Is that right, Kieran?
It is correct. Yes, I am indeed.
What do you do?
So I'm in charge, or one of the people in charge of match official development. So all the referees that everyone loves to hate.
Oh, right. Nice. But rugby referees, everyone loves a rugby referee,
yeah,
don't they?
So respected.
It's football referees that are the issue, it would seem.
No nonsense.
Widely, yeah. So, Kieran, are you a football fan?
I am, yes. Yeah, indeed.
Who are you following in the tournament? Who's your team for the Euros?
England, of course.
England, of course. OK, what do you think England's chances are?
I think we've got a good chance. I do, yeah. I'm quietly confident.
OK. And do you follow club football as well? Who's your team?
I do, yeah. I'm an Aston Villa fan.
An Aston Villa? Which season.
Which referee do you support?
OK, Kieran, is there a member of the team you'd most like to be matched with on the random player generator? You've got a full complement. You've got Matt, Anna or Glenn. Who do you think can name the same five footballers as you?
I reckon I'm backing Glenn.
You're back in Glen. Well, let's give it a spin, see who you've got. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
It is Glenn Moore. Ooh. So it is time for his imaginary bodyguard to pick him up and take him out of the studio.
What's his name again?
Philip. Wasn't it Peter?
I can't remember.
Sorry, Peter. Oh, he's a big lad. He's a big lad. He shouldn't have said anything. Sorry about that. Sorry. Okay, Kieran, I am going to give you five first names. All you need to do is try and give me a second name that gives us a footballer from any league, from the past or present, and then hope that Glenn Moore gives you the same five last names. And that way, you can have £5,000. Good luck. And the first name this morning, you know, in five words, £5,000, like every now and again, it would start with up.
Up and down.
Yeah. We've got Cristiano.
Ronaldo.
Yes.
I think you'll get that one.
He might crop up a few times over the coming weeks. You never know. Okay. Trickier terrain for you to handle next. Phil. P-H-I-L. Phil.
I'm going to go Foden.
Foden.
That seems like the obvious one. But he could go with Neville. You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Like me. I did with the Nevilles.
The other Neville brother.
I would have gone with the Nevilles as well, to be fair. But okay, Kieran. Your next first name is Jordan.
Let's go Pickford.
That's nice. Yeah. I think if there is a method, it surely has to be go with the England players that are involved in the tournament, doesn't it?
Okay.
Rather than Henderson, who didn't make the cut.
Oh, I see. From the England selection. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're doing there, Matt.
Mm.
Your penultimate player's name. Oh, there's quite a few that go with this one. You've got Jimmy.
Oh, Greaves.
Yes, that's what I would have gone. Greaves and
Bullard. I would have Bullard.
Yeah.
You know Jimmy Bullard, though, don't you?
A bit.
Yeah. I did. He helped me score live on Soccer AM. He helped me score a Rabona.
Oh, yeah.
Live on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my greatest ever moments in life. Mm,
yeah, well, is he always like that? Is it, or does he turn it? Yeah. Does he turn it on? He never stops.
Oh, he's got a nice pub in Crayford as well.
Plugging Jimmy Bullard's pub live on air. Get down
never
there.
Never change, Emma.
Get
never
down
change.
There.
I did not
no,
know
why
that.
Not? Lovely.
Wow.
We know someone's not going to be picking up the bill next time they have a beer down there. That's for sure. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy Greaves, a true legend of the sport. And your final name, Kieran, is Paul. P-A-U-L. Paul. Oof.
Let's go famous England, Gascoigne.
Oh, yes.
Paul Gascoigne.
Yes.
Okay, Kieran, we have your five players' name. The Method Man, Glenn Moore, is in play next.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
It is Tuesday morning. We are playing a game of five players, £5,000 with Wix. Kieran has been waiting patiently on line one. He has given us the five surnames he hopes Glenn Moore is also going to give, because that's going to win him £5,000. Kieran, you ready to get down to business?
I am ready.
Okay, let's do this. Glenn.
Yes.
The first players. First name is Cristiano
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo is absolutely right. Let's lock that one in. Portugal in action a little later on this afternoon, of course. Well done, Kieran. That's one down.
Even easily.
P-H-I-L, Phil.
Ah, right, OK. There's an immediate one that springs to mind, but I'm like, there has to be a more recent one.
Oh.
Neville, Phil Neville. No!
Foden.
Yeah.
That's what I
he's
meant.
The more recent
Do you see what
one.
I mean? I was
Phil Foden.
It's a tough game.
It's going to be tough.
Oh, my God.
In fact, if you thought five words, £5,000 was tough, five players, £5,000, maybe even tougher. Yeah. Kieran, I'm sorry, you've not won the money.
Man.
But we're very early on in building the stats, getting a sense of how it's going, you know, getting PBs in for the team. So
both good fills. Both
but that's fully fills, my bad. I should have said Foden.
Let's get the next name up, shall we? Jordan.
Pickford.
Correct.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Greaves.
Oh,
correct.
Yes.
Paul.
Gascoigne.
Oh. Correct. A 4 out of 5 on day 2 of 5 players, £5,000 with Wix. Kieran, lovely talking to you about your job, man. Thanks for tuning in on Absolute Radio Country. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.
Nice one. Cheers, Kieran. So this means we'll be playing again tomorrow morning just after 9:30 as part of the No Repeat Guarantee. And if you'd like to have a go at it, well, the number to call right now is 0330-123-1250.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So it is time once again to bid you farewell. Thank you for tuning in to, and if you were being part of Tuesday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show. Of course, the whole thing lives on in podcast form. But Matt, what's it going to be called? Got a lot to get through here. We did not make him like this, Horatio. My Fair Davey. Objectify, Andy Milne. Lovely creased up face. He taught science to the BBC economics editor Faisal Islam. He didn't know his Duran from his Duran. A magician who's going to grab you. And plugging Jimmy Bullard's pub, which Anna Geary did just now in Five Players, £5,000.
The One Bell in Crayford, I think it's got amazing stuff, that. I do like My Fair Davey when you had a sort of Pygmalion moment earlier, but I think maybe the attitude of the camera operators at the Euros is the way to go. Objectify, Andy Milne.
There we go. Let's keep it Euro-themed, shall we? That's the name of the podcast, available wherever you do your pod dealings. On the way, Leona's going to be here. The Tea Break Trivia will come with her, as will the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £85,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow on what, of course, is your Cool Badge Day. So if you have committed or witnessed a crime against Cool and you'd like to share your stories, you can do so right now. dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. You know I love it when you get in touch. So until tomorrow at 6 a.m., stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.